我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
主，我们来了。
The Lord, oh Lord, we are here.
我们在这里等候。
We are here waiting.
我们等候你荣耀的降临。
Waiting for your glorious arrival.
我们等候你话语的充满。
Waiting the filling of your words.
我们等候你旨意的显现。
And waiting the manifestation of your will.
因为我们是为你而活的。
For we live for you, Lord.
我们不要只为自己而活。
We do not want to live for ourselves.
我们要为你而活。
But for you, Jesus.
求你充满此地。
Please fill this place.
求你将你的话语赐下。
And give us your precious word.
求你赐福于你的儿女。
Please bless your children.
让我们紧紧跟随你。
So that we can follow you closely.
在这世代之上成为你手中荣耀的器皿。
To be the glorious vessels in this time.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
下面把时间交给今天的讲员杨弟兄。
Please be seated and give the time to Brother Timothy. We're so thankful the Lord has prepared for us this fall conference.
用我们的心单单的等候主，单单的渴慕他的自己。
May our hearts wait for him solely, longing for himself alone.
有人听到这一次，他们说这一次是不是是健康讲座啊？
And some people look at the theme song, we're going to have a topic on how to keep our health.
我们不是健康讲座，我们讲健康的生活。
No, we're here to talk about a healthy life.
我们读一节的经节，两节，在《使徒行传》十七章的二十七和二十八节。
And let's read a couple of verses here in the book of Acts.
其实它离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎它。
Verse 27, 28. In fact, he's not from each of us. We live, move, and exist in him.
就是讲到健康的生活。
When we talk about live a healthy life,
什么是健康呢？
So what is the word health?
其实健康并不是完美。
Health doesn't mean to be perfect.
也不是有多么的特别。
Healthy doesn't mean to be perfect or anything special.
健康是讲到一个非常正常，我们说健康的生活是一个正常的生活。
Actually, healthy means normal. So living a healthy life means living a normal life.
倪弟兄有一本非常有名的书叫做什么？正常基督徒的生活。
Brother Watchman, he had this famous book written in the title, the title was Living the Normal Christian Life.
很多人读完之后就说这是正常的生活吗？
A lot of people finish reading the book wonder, is this really the normal Christian life?
这是实在是应该是正常的基督徒的生活。
Yes, indeed, that is supposed to be the normal Christian life.
这个生活不是我们来活的，是基督来活的。
Because it's a life not lived by us, but by Christ.
很多时候听了很多的信息，我们也好像知道非常多的知识。
And we heard so many messages in the church, and we had gained so much knowledge.
但是一个最大的挑战对基督徒来讲，就是能不能够在生活里面实行出来。
But the greatest challenge for us Christians is whether we can actually apply what we have heard.
我们三堂的信息，第一堂会讲到个人的生活。
So in this conference we have three sessions, and the first one we'll talk aboutThe individual's healthy life.
第二堂会讲到家庭的生活。
And then healthy family life.
第三堂是讲到教会的生活。
And the third one is a healthy church life.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在生活的里面有一个健康的生活，能够活出来，能够把主彰显出来。
So that we can truly live a healthy life and manifest our Lord.
首先我们要看到全人健康还有健康的生活。
First, let's look at the health of our whole being and healthy living.
最近我们有一堂课是基要真理班，特别就讲到全人到底是怎么样才能够叫做全人的健康。
And in the Pomona Church, we have this class called the Fundamental Truth, and one of the recent topics is how to live a healthy life.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节，他讲到说：“愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。”
And in the first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, it actually says, May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit.
他说在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。
May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边很清楚的让我们知道，我们的灵、我们的魂，还有我们的身子。
So it clearly states here we have spirit, soul and body.
我们的身体呢，在神创造的时候，圣经告诉我们，他是用尘土来造人。
We all knew our body was formed out of dust, according to Genesis.
尘土是非常特别的。
And dust is very special.
今天你要种一个植物，你要种在哪里
？If you want to plant a plant, where are you going to plant it in?
你种在土的里面。
You plant it in the soil.
虽然土我们觉得好像是非常普通的，不是很值钱的。
Soil may be very ordinary and not costly.
但是它能够叫生命生长。
But soil can cause life to grow.
钻石再怎么样的珍贵。
Diamond may be very precious.
你不能把东西种在钻石的里面。
Yet we cannot plant a tree in the diamond.
所以神用土来造人。
So God formed our life through the soil or dust.
今天我们有一个身体。
We have a body.
神要我们在身体上能够来荣耀他。
And he wants us to glorify him through our body.
当神造人的时候，他造好了，他吹了一口气。
Once a man was formed, God breathed a breath of life.
圣经讲到说，人就成了有灵的活人。
And then that first man became a living person.
那有一个翻译叫做成为一个活的魂。
A man with a living soul.
我们有了魂。
A soul was therefore born.
我们有思想。
So that we can have thought.
有意志。
We can have willpower.
有情感。
And we have feelings.
那这个就是我们今天这个自己有很多很多的表现。
And that's why we have all kinds of manifestation now.
然后我们看到说，他创造人。
When God created the man,
在人的里面有一个叫做灵。
And there is another mechanism called the spirit.
那这个灵是我们能够跟神能够沟通的。
This is where we can communicate with God.
人里面有一个直觉。
So we have this intuition.
人能够来到神面前的。
So that prompts us to come to God.
但是当人堕落了以后
，Once man have fallen.
神告诉人说，你吃的日子必定死。
And God said clearly, the day you ate from the tree, you will surely die.
亚当夏娃都吃了。
Both Adam and Eve ate from that fruit.
善恶树的果子。
From the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是我们看他们又活了很多年。
But look at them, they lived for another many years.
看起来他们并没有像神所说的，你吃的日子必定死。
So on the surface, they didn't die right away as God has said.
其实是他们的灵死了。
Yet God made their spirit die.
所以人开始躲避神，不能来到神的面前。
Therefore, men start to avoid God's face. They could not come to God's presence.
这是人的光景。
And that was the condition of human.
我们读一下约翰三书第二节。
And third John chapter verse 2.
亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
这是老约翰写给该犹的一封很短的一个信。
This is a very short letter written by John to Gaius.
他讲到凡事兴盛，身体健壮。
So that I wish that you enjoy good health and all may go well with you.
正如你的灵魂兴盛一
样。Even as your soul is getting along well.
其实今天神对人的拯救。
The salvation of God.
从我们灵的得救开始。
Starts from the saving of our spirit.
当信耶稣的时候。
The moment when we believe in Jesus,
我们那已死的灵一下活了过来，复苏了过来。
And the dead spirit suddenly was awakened.
然后圣灵能够住在我们的里面。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit can dwell in our spirit.
当保罗讲到说，叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
When Paul says, so that the inner person can be strengthened.
这里面的人特别讲到我们的灵性。
So that inner person refers to our spirit.
所以我们说到身体的 健康有很多原则我们可以来注意的。
Therefore, concerning living a healthy life, there are many principles we can learn.
大家都很知道你要吃的健康。
Of course, we know we need to eat healthy food.
所以健康讲座呢，是告诉你要吃这个什么东西不能吃。
So those seminars centering around health will tell you what to eat or what not to eat.
然后你要休息。
And you need to rest.
啊，你要有好的休息。
You need to have enough rest.
还有什么？你还要运动，对不对
？Also, you need to exercise.
哎呀，很多人就教你这个运动何等的重要。
And people emphasize the importance of exercise.
啊，我们讲到身体的健康的时候，有好多好多点我们要注意的。
So there are many things we need to pay attention when it comes to the physical health.
啊，讲到我们灵命的健康呢
？How about our spiritual health?
同样，我们需要吃得好。
In the same way, we need to eat well.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is our life, is the spirit.
我们要得着他的话，好像是。把它当作食物，把它吃下去。
So we need to read his word as if we're eating spiritual food.
有一个弟兄，他常常他说我好软弱，为我祷告。
One Christian brother often says, "Oh, I'm so weak spiritually. Please pray for me."
大家迫切的为他祷告，叫他里面的人是不能够刚强起来。
Pray for him earnestly and desperately, so that may ask God to strengthen him.
哇，祷告完他好像被圣灵充满，他就要得着能力。
Every time we pray for him, he was filled by the Holy Spirit. He has regained his strength.
过两天他又软弱。
But 2 days later, he became weak again.
啊，最后发现说，原来他没有好好的吃。
Later on, we realized the problem he had was because he did not eat spiritual food.
没有好好的读主的话。
He did not spend time read the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天神的家需要粮食。
Dear brother and sister, we need to have spiritual food in the house of God.
我们自己需要得着粮食。
We need to obtain food ourselves.
我们要为神的家来得着粮食。
Also, we need to prepare food for the house of God.
所以你看，灵命它需要吃得好。
Spiritual life needs to eat well as well.
灵命呢？他也需要休息的。
Also needs to rest adequately.
我们要安息在主的里面。
We need to rest in the Lord.
得救在乎归回安息。
Salvation lies on repentance and rest.
得力呢是在乎平静安稳。
Strength come from quietness and trust.
主告诉我们说，那劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。使你们得安息。
The Lord said clearly, those who are heavily laden, come to me, and I will give you rest.
我们在传福音的时候，我们会用这样的经节。
We often tell people these verses when we preach the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这个经节是不是也是为着我们的
？But aren't these verses also for us?
很多时候，神的儿女也是劳苦担重担。
Many times, even for children of God, we are heavily laden.
我们要到主这里来。
We need to come to the Lord.
我们不只得着安息。
Not only to have rest.
而且要享安息。
But enjoy that rest.
要能够在主的里面来享受他是我们的安息。
We need to find a way to find rest in the Lord.
他的轭是容易的。
His yoke, he said, is easy.
他的担子是轻省。
And his burden is light.
哎呀，我们能够来到主这里面来享受。
So we need to come to the Lord and enjoy it.
灵命也需要休息，对不对？要有安息。
So spiritual life needs to have rest.
那还有什么呢？
What else?
灵命也需要操练的。
Also, for spiritual life, we need to do exercise.
所以圣经告诉我们说，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔。要好好的操练。
And the Bible clearly tells us, yes, exercise has some value, but in all things, exercising godliness is most important.
所以保罗并不是好像贬低身体的操练。
And Paul is not despising physical training.
他当时候他们非常清楚，因为很多的运动员他们是怎么样来操练的。
Because at the time, a lot of sports activity requires.Tons of exercising.
他用这个来做一个比较。
So he used exercising or training as an example.
教我们操练敬虔。
So that we can exercise godliness.
在操练的里面。
And in this exercise.
教我们经历到耶稣基督他是我们的生命。
Then we experience the fact that Jesus is my life.
神的心意是要我们健康。
And God's intention is for us to be healthy.
在这个世代，我们看到有太多的人，太多的基督徒 都活在一个叫做亚健康的状态。
And you look around, many Christians are actually living in a state we call sub-health.
那身体呢，常常一做身体检查的时候，你看看好多是红字的哈。也许不是说你就什么病了，但是呢，不在边缘就是超过一些。
Just like when we do physical examination, the report comes out, you have a lot of things maybe in the slightly red zone. Doesn't mean you are sick, but definitely you have a lot of things that are falling below the standard.
很多的时候，我们的魂，就是我们这个人呢，其实有很多的痛苦，心里面受到很多的创伤的。
In the same way, look at our soul life. We may have a lot of scars or wounds from our life experience.
真看到说，在这个时代有太多的人，他们是有忧郁或者是躁郁症的。
Or some people are suffering depression or anxiety.
然后我们的灵常常是软弱的。
And our spirit is often very weak.
主说要起来。
But the Lord says, arise.
他要我们健康，要我们兴盛。
Arise and be prosperous. Be strong.
兴盛健康刚刚讲了，这个健康并不是讲到就是完全。
And we're not talking about being perfect.
但是我们需要来认识主把一个新造的生命赐给我们。
But we need to know that the Lord has given to us a new creation, a life of a new creation.
我们的旧造的里面，你谈不上什么健康的。
In this old creation, in the old self, you can't really emphasize the word health.
外面的身体，不管你怎么操练，圣经告诉我们说，我们外体是一天毁坏一天的。
For our physical body, no matter how we exercise,It is clear that we is deteriorating day by day.
我们看到我们这个人，人的心思，人的意念，人的情感。
And look at the soul of people, people's mind, willpower, and their passion or feelings.
在主来之前，现在到了一个最黑暗的一个时代。
Before the coming of the Lord, we're in a time that is the darkest.
人常常都会觉得稀奇，人怎么会变成这个样子？
Oftentimes we're amazed at the fact how deteriorated our soul lives have become.
今天若是没有主的话
，Without the Lord，
世界上人是不认识自己是从哪里来的，为什么活在这个世上，而且要往哪里去也是不知道的。
Without the Lord， we don't know where we came from and why am I living in this world and where am I going？
所以你看见整个人是那样的一个痛苦，那样的一个没有指望。
Yes， we live in a time full of despair and hopelessness。
感谢主，主来了，他拯救我们。
But we thank the Lord for He has come and He has saved us.
林后五章十七节说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creation. The old has gone and the new has come."
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
他讲到说，我们是一个新的创造。
We're now a new creation.
在新的创造的里面，我们充满了盼望。
So we can be full of hope in the new creation.
有一个心灵，圣灵住在我们的灵里。
The Holy Spirit now lives in us.
然后我们天天是被更新的。
So that we can be renewed day by day.
圣灵在我们身上每一天都在做何等奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit is doing something marvelous on us every day.
更新而变化。
It's renewing and changing us.
到有一天，我们的身体还要得赎。
Until one day, even our body will be redeemed.
我们说这是一个何等大的一个福音。
We say what a great good news that is.
在基督里，我们
in Christ,
都是新造的人。
We are a new creation.
弟兄姐妹，知不知道我们是新造的人
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you know for a fact that you are a new creation?
今天主不叫我们在活在那个旧造的里面。
And the Lord doesn't want us to stay living in the old self.
他叫我们看到说，主耶稣为我们所完成的救恩。
He wants us to see what the salvation has been done for us.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
Personally, He took over our sin.
他的宝血为我们流出。
And He shed His precious blood for us.
他为我们完成了救赎的工作。
He completed the salvation for us.
我们知道主在十字架，他是我们的代替。
On the cross, He was our replacement.
哦，那一位圣洁荣耀的主。
That holy and glorious Lord.
他是站在我们的位置上。
He took our position.
他受审判，他受刑罚。
He was judged and he was punished.
他把赎价付给神。
And he paid the ransom of our sin to God.
满足了父神所有公义的要求。
And fulfilled and satisfied God's requirements for being righteous.
今天我们的信，我们蒙恩了，我们得救了。
Now, by faith, we are saved. We are blessed.
主在十字架上，他所完成的远远超过救赎的工作。
And what Jesus did on the cross is more than just redemption.
主是把我们包括在他的里面。
Also, he included us all in him.
他死的时候。
So when he died,
我们和他一同死了。
We died with him.
他埋葬，我们和他一同埋葬。
When he was buried.We were buried with him.
他复活，我们和他一同复活。
When he rose from the dead, we rose with him.
其实不只是这样，主耶稣升天，我们和他一同升天。
When he ascended into heavens, we ascended with him.
圣经告诉我们，我们是和主一同坐在天上。
Bible tells us that we are now sitting in the heavenly realm with our Lord.
每一次圣经的话在我们里面。一下子我们看见了，我们好像认识了一些。
Every time when the word of God shone light within us, we gain additional knowledge of Him.
我们会觉得这么稀奇。
And we'll say, "Wow, this is amazing."
Amen. 我们是与主一同坐在天上。
Now I am sitting in the heavenly realm with my Lord.
这是何等高超的地位。
That's such a surpassing position.
当你看到。主完成的工作是这么的伟大。
When you realize the greatness of the work that He has done for us,
今天我们都在其中。
And we are part of that.
然后你就知道说，圣经所讲的，我们是新造的人。
Then when you read the word that we are a new creation,
然后在新造的里面，实际上有一个权利，我们可以脱下。这个旧人。
Being a new creation, we have earned the right to take off this old self.
我们有一个权利可以穿上这个新人。
We gain a right to put on this new life.
所以常常当我们讲到十架的信息。
So when we share about the theme of crucifixion.
十架一个讲到基督，他为我们钉十架。
On one hand, it talks about how Christ was crucified for us.
那另一方面呢，我们会讲到说，主告诉我们要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
On the other hand, we were advised that Jesus said, "Pick up your cross and follow me."
这个是自己的，是每一个神儿女要背起自己的十字架。
Therefore, every child of God has their own cross to bear.
我们没有权利，没有资格来背主的十字架。
We have no right, or we're not even qualified to carry the cross of our Lord.
他必须独自为我们钉十字架。
He had to be crucified for us alone.
但是今天我们能够背自己的十字架。
But what we can do is to carry our own cross.
怎么背呢？
How?
其实圣经就告诉我们要背自己的十字架，我们要舍己。
Bible tells us clearly, pick up your cross and deny yourself.
这个舍己其实就是放下自己。
Which means let go.
弟兄姐妹，现在我们有这个权利可以放下自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are now earning the right to let things go.
每一次放下自己，就讲到我把那个旧人啊，把它脱下来，放下来。
Letting go means.Putting off my old self life.
旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because he has been crucified with Christ on the cross.
我不需要在里面受许多的伤害，许多的捆绑。
So I don't have to keep on focusing all the harms, all the scars, all the wounds, all the bondages.
我可以把它放下来。
I can let them go.
脱下旧人。
I can put it off.
然后呢，穿上新人。
And put on the new self life.
穿上新人。
Put on that new life.
其实就是披戴基督。
Which means to wear Christ.
叫我们是在基督的里面。
So that we are in Christ.
今天很多事情临到我们身上。
Many things come upon us on a daily basis.
我们知道我们是藏身在主的里面。
Yet we can say, I hide myself in the Lord.
我们是披戴着基督。
I am wearing Christ.
而且基督要从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And Christ can be manifested through us.
我记得在第一年开始上班的时候
I remember when I started working for the first year.
那时候跟着一个副总裁 来工作。
I work under a vice president.
每一天工作的时间其实都非常长的。
And I have a long day of work every day.
一大早就开始忙啊。
It started from early morning.
然后我也帮他其实做了蛮多事情的。
I did a lot of things for him.
但是我后来越来越发现，怎么这一个我的顶头的上司啊，他的态度好像是越来越不友善。
And yet I realize that he gets less and less friendly as days go by.
那个时候他有一个很大的办公室。
He had this big office.
那中间一个走廊。
And there's a hallway in between.
他的
my office
门的对面呢是我的办公室。
My little office is right across from the hall.
他的办公室还有很多的窗子是有景的。
And his office has a lot of windows, nice view.
我的办公室呢？是没有窗子的。
And I'm in an office without even a window.
以前大概是放什么影印机之类的。
Maybe it was a storage unit before.
所以我就在那里就是一个电脑。
All I had was a computer.
然后呢，这个我的顶头上司呢，他好像越来越不满意。
And this VP, my direct report, got less and less friendly toward me.
弟兄姐妹，很多的时候，我们常常不明白为什么好像这样的环境临到我们身上。
Sometimes we are put into a situation we don't know why it happened.
所以那个时候工作起来，你说很喜乐吗？也不容易啊。
Imagine, I work with a very joyful mindset.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
常常可以回转到主的面前。
A lot of times I could just return and abide in the Lord.
我的办公桌呢，右边抽屉第一个打开是一本圣经。
And the drawer to my right hand side is a Bible.
左边打开是一本诗歌。
And inside the drawer to my left hand side is a hymn book.
当你很痛苦，在压力很大的时候。
When I work under a tremendous pressure.
哎呀，一下子有一句主的话，一下子有一首诗歌在我们里面。
And oftentimes a Bible verse popped in my heart or a hymn singing in my heart.
其实主实在是恩待我们。
And the Lord has been so gracious.
吸引我们来亲近他。
And he draw us close to him.
我记得到了有一个地步啊。
I remember.
有一天公司的总裁到我来到那个副总裁的这个办公室。
The president of the company came to the office of the vice president.
那个总裁呢还站在他的门口。
And the president standing at the door of the vice president's office.
他跟他在讲话。
They were talking.
我就听到那个副总裁啊，就是讲了蛮多，就是。
I was able to hear their conversation, and the VP said a lot of stuff.
反正他对我不满意。
All are the complaints against me.
最后一句话就是说 ，Timothy 什么都不懂。
And I know it concluded by saying Timothy knew nothing.
弟兄姐妹，当你遇到这样的情况
，When you encounter a situation like that，
哎，弟兄，我有一个非常我自己都觉得很惊讶的一个情形。
And I was surprised by a situation, a state on my heart that day.
我转向主的时候，好像这些话就没有说在我的身上。
When I turned my heart to the Lord, I felt that all these remarks was not falling unto me.
我是在基督的里面。
Because I was hiding myself in the Lord, in Christ.
我是能够披戴着基督。
I was able to wear Christ outwardly.
能够藏身在主里。
So I was hiding in the Lord.
所以他说他的。
So he could say all he wanted.
后来大老板走了。
So and after that, the big boss left.
我也没有再去跟他搞清楚你刚刚什么意思。
I didn't go to the VP's room to argue with him or try to figure out what he just said.
我帮你做这么多，你还这样子抱怨。
I did so much for you, you're still complaining against me.
没有，但是里面觉得还是有主的平安，有主的喜乐。
I didn't do that. Instead, I feel the joy and peace of the Lord in my heart.
我知道这不是天然的人能够做出来，或者说我想要这样，我就能够这样的。
I know it was absolutely not from my natural strength or effort.
当我们藏身在主里。
When I hide myself in the Lord.
这些攻击的话好像没有说在我的身上。
All this attack did not fall on me.
大概过了一个礼拜。
About a week later,
那个副总裁辞职了，离开了。
The vice president resigned and left the company.
大家都不知道为什么。
Nobody knew why he left.
但是弟兄姐妹，神的儿女，我们是新造的人。
But children of God, we are a new creation in the Lord.
今天神何等的保爱他的儿女。
And the Lord treasured us very much.
叫我们在地上生活的里面能够来经历。
So that we can experience Him in our daily living.
他是我们的主，他负我们的责任。
He is our Lord and He takes full responsibility of us.
让我们认识到，真的是在基督里面何等的有福，我们是新造的人。
So that we realize that what a blessed thing that is. I am a new creation in the Lord.
我们有永远的盼望。
I have this hope of glory.
他叫我们在地上健康的生活。
And He wants me to live a healthy life.
我们个人的生活有一些的原则可以一起来看一下。
And there are many principles that we can apply as an individual.
那第一个呢，我们要讲到说，外面照着圣经，里面照着圣灵。
To live according to the word of God, the Bible, outwardly, and to live according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit inwardly.
诗篇119篇105节说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
整本圣经是神的话，是神的默示。
The entire Bible is the word of God.
圣经是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So the Bible is a lamp to our feet and light for our path.
很多时候我们没有好好的来读，好像并不这么认识到神你的心意是什么，你做事的法则是什么。
If we don't pay attention to His words, we will never figure out what God's purpose is or what's His law.
我们上个礼拜到北加去。
Last weekend we were in the Northern California.
我姊妹有一段她开车。
My wife was drove for a short period of time.
他就试了一下那个速度哈，就自动控制那个速度的那个功能。
So she tried the function of the cruise control of her car.
他说他就发现说，哎，靠近前面车的时候，他说车子会慢慢的就减速下来。
She realized that even though it's set at certain speed, but when we approach other cars, the car will automatically slow down.
哇，他蛮稀奇的，哇，这还有这个功能。
She was very surprised to find out.
后来发现说，其实还有蛮多功能，从来都不知道啊。
And also, at the same time, she figured out a lot of many functions of the car.
好多时候，我们买了什么电器啊、相机啊，有没有人真的好好的去把手册看一看的
？We bought a lot of electrical devices. Have we ever figured out all the functions by studying the manual?
可能都忽略了，它还有一件事情叫做使用手册。
There's an owner's manual to, for many things.
很多的功能可能我们都不知道。
And if we don't study it, we don't know the functions we have.
我们没有好好读圣经的时候，神有很多他的心意要告诉我们，好像我们却不是那么清楚。
If we don't spend time reading the word of God, we don't know what God has to offer.
今天外面照着圣经。
So we live outwardly according to the Bible.
他的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Because His word is the lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
另外一面呢，里面是照着圣灵。
On the other hand, we live according to the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那这位圣灵是得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
And this spirit is the spirit of the glorified Jesus.
主说他去。他求父差遣保惠师来。
The Lord says, I will go, but I ask the Father to send a comforter.
那这位真理的圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
And He will lead you into all the truth.
主所说的话，他说到时候圣灵会叫你们想起他所说的话。
And then He will remind you everything that I have told you.
一下子被开启了，里面就明白了。
So that we can suddenly understand.
今天圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in our life today.
圣灵会来引导我们。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us.
当我们看到使徒行传，保罗他们被主兴起来，要去宣扬福音的时候。
And in the book of Acts, you saw how Paul was revived and was eager to share gospel.
他们本来想说要往东边去的。
And they were thinking about moving eastbound.
圣灵讲到说，圣灵不许。
But the Bible says the Holy Spirit prohibited.
他们又想要往一个地方去。
So they changed the plan by going to the other place.
圣灵禁止，好，那耶稣的灵不许。
Again, the Spirit of Jesus prohibited.
后来他们看到异象，听见了马其顿的呼声。
Then they saw a vision, they heard a calling of another city.
看见整个福音的方向 就完全改变了。
And that changed the direction where the gospel preaching was going.
福音就进到了欧洲去。
And gospel entered into Europe.
今天这位圣灵也住在我们的里面。
The same spirit of Jesus dwells in our heart.
圣灵会引导我们。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us.
外面照着圣经，里面呢照着圣灵。
According to Bible outwardly and according to the Holy Spirit inwardly.
我们能够听见主那微小的声音。
We are able to hear the soft voice of Jesus.
你想认识神的旨意。
You want to know the will of God?
有一个很重要的先决条件。
And there is a very important prerequisite.
就是你愿意顺服神的旨意。
That is, you are willing to obey.
好，我们就能够在圣灵的引导的里面来跟随我们的主。
Then you can truly follow our Lord through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那另外一些的原则呢，是讲到圣经里面所告诉我们，在凡事上很多的地方说，你凡事都可以做，但是呢，是不是能够来荣耀神
？Another important principle is that yes, you can do all things.But are you doing that to glorify God?
凡事都可行，但不一定都有益处。
Bible says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
凡事都可行，但不一定造就人。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
所以在我们的生活，在行事，在为人上。
So in our daily living, in our words, in our deeds,
这些事情做了有没有益处？
Check it out. Would I do this? Is it beneficial?
这些事情做了能不能够建造别人
Is it constructive to others?
他说凡事我都可行但无论哪一件我总不受他辖制
Paul also said everything is permissible for me but I will not be mastered by these things
那有一位年轻人他问说我打电玩是不是可以啊
A young man asked me is this okay to play video game?
那圣经有没有说禁止打电玩啊
He asked me, does the Bible ever mention that do not play video games?
我说圣经没有说不能打电玩
I said, Bible never says do not play video games.
圣经说凡事我都可行
Actually, Bible says everything is permissible.
我想这个年轻人可能就很开心
Oh, he must be very happy to hear my response.
有这么大的自由
Very free.
你看神给我们的自由度是多么的大
Look at the freedom that the Lord has allowed us to enjoy.
但是有一个但书
However, there's another word, but
我总不受他辖制
I will not be mastered by anything.
你打是可以的
Yes, you can play.
但打到一天你说我不打不行
But if one day you say, you know, I have to play.
那你就受他的辖制
That means it's controlling you.
今天这边我们就看到了
Then here it says clearly.
凡事都可行但是呢不能受他的辖制。
Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
这些是行事为人的一些准则。
So these are the principles go by which we can live.
弟兄姐妹，这并不是好像律法的要求这样子来定规。
This is not like strict written laws trying to control us.
但是我们要跟随主，我们要活出基督，有很多的方面，这些原则对我们是有很大很大的帮助。
But these principles are very, very helpful if we truly want to follow the Lord.
他讲到说，你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Says whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God.
是不是能够让别人得益处？
So when you do certain things, is it beneficial to others?
是不是能够建造别人？
Is it constructive to others?
我在做这些事情，是不是不会受他的辖制？
Are you being mastered by that?
我是不是在这些事情里面，在我们的生活里面，叫神得着荣耀？
Or is this thing will give God glory?
下面我们要看到，要过一个健康的个人生活。我们还有很多点是需要操练的。
In addition to what I just shared, there are many things we need to apply or exercise.
那在这些操练的里面
，And in these exercise or practices,
那第一个，刚刚我们讲到，他讲到说，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔要我们操练敬虔。
We mentioned earlier that physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
其实，在操练敬虔上。他讲的意思是一个在一个敬畏的心态里面，我怕在这些事情上，我有我自己的生命出来。
And training ourselves on godliness means I have this fear or concern that I don't want myself, my old self, lived out.
而在敬畏的里面呢，我们又知道说，主就住在我们里面，他的生命是可以活出来的。
And in this godliness, we are aware that the Lord lives in me, and He can be lived out.
所以敬虔，它是一个我们好像活着的一个态度。
And godliness, it's like a manner of life.
然后叫基督的生命能够彰显。
And that God's life or the life of Christ can be seen.
他讲到说是要操练的。
And something that we need to exercise or practice.
今天你在做一件事情。
When you do something,
刚开始可能并不是那么熟练。
Initially, we're not familiar with how to do it.
很多我们讲到属灵的事情，弟兄姐妹好像并不是那么熟练，怎么放下自己，怎么穿上新人。
And in the same way, concerning spiritual practices, for example, I don't know how to let go of myself, how to wear this, put on this new self.
但是主给我们机会，就在生活里面有好多好多的机会，你能够来操练。
Given us a lot of opportunities to practice in our daily life.
我记得我在高中的时候，有一次看到一个照片，哈，那个有一个好像美国大学的一个学生啊，他在跳高，他用一种他叫做背滚式啊。
I remember when I was in high school, I saw this photo from America showing an athlete jumping a high jump, but with his back toward the ground.
那时候我在学校啊，就找了一堆的那个海绵哈，然后我就开始自己练习。
So seeing that photo, I found a lot of cushions in school and I started practice.
就是发现说一个很简单的动作。
Seemingly a simple action.
但是要一直的练，一直的练。
But I had to practice again and again.
我脚上的皮脱了两层。
And actually, the skin at the bottom of my feet wore off twice.
后来真的是练成了。
Finally, I made it.
后来这个教练叫我示范给大家看，因为没有人会。
To the point that the school coach asked me to do a demonstration because no one else could do it in school.
今天很多年轻人，不管你在哪一个运动里面，你都要有不断的有很多的练习。
And young people, when you participate in a sport, you need to practice a lot, right?
这是操练啊。
And that is how practice goes.
但是我们属灵的事，不是说你读了圣经，你看了或者你听了，你就会了。
The same way with the spiritual thing, you don't just gain or have it because you have read about it or know about it.
你不是看人家怎么打球，你就会打了。
You don't stand on the sideline watching people play balls and then you learn how to play.
你真的要会，你要有很多的操练。
In order really to know it, you have to practice.
所以我们要认识到操练敬虔。
So we need to practice or exercise godliness.
那另外一方面，他讲到按照恩高的教训住在主的里面。
Another principle is to abide in Christ as His anointing teaches us.
恩高的教训。
The anointing.
特别让我们认识到说，圣灵的膏油，弟兄姐妹，今天是在我们身上的。
So we know the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on us.
但是很多时候，圣灵在我们里面呢，其实它是非常的敏感的。
And the indwelling Holy Spirit is very sensitive.
有人用形容好像是鸽子一样。
And sometimes use refer to it as a dove.
你会感觉得到圣灵的膏油在，或者圣灵的膏油不在。
You can sense the presence of the anointing or not.
当我们有一个敬畏的心。
When you have a reverent heart,
你会宝贵主与我们同在。
You will cherish His presence.
就在生活的里面，主与我们同在。
Just in our daily life, the Lord is with us.
但是这个就帮助我们能够摸到神的心意。
And through His presence, we can come to more realization of God's heart.
就慢慢的，你知道，你越是亲近主，你越是真的是活在主的里面。
The more you draw yourself close to Him, or the more you spend in His time in His presence,
这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
Then you realize His anointing is real, it's not fake.
你会一下知道说，哎呀，一下子好像膏油怎么失去了。
Sometimes you feel, oh, I lost the anointing.
我们就回到主的面前。
And we need to return to Him.
弟兄姐妹，他这样子来教训我们，教导我们来跟随主。
This is how the Holy Spirit teaches to follow the Lord.
我们会 对于圣灵的感觉越来越敏锐。
And gradually we become more sensitive to the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
会越来越老练。
And we become more experienced and mature.
慢慢的成熟。
And then we become very mature about it.
那今天我们都在这个过程的里面。
And you and I are in this learning process.
我记得有一次跟一个弟兄打电话。
Remember, I was on the call with a brother one time.
我们聊一些过去的事情。
We talk about things in the old.
啊，聊得非常开心。
We had such a great time.
但是难免也是有一些夸口啊，说一些过去的做的事情啊。
But we couldn't help but, you know, boasting about what we did before, what we have accomplished.
啊，聊聊没有什么不好的。
It was nothing bad at what we talked about.
但是到一个时候，里面突然警觉到说，怎么膏油都没有了。
And in our conversation to a point, suddenly I sensed that I lost the anointing.
主说够了。
The Lord says, that's enough.
感谢主，圣灵在里面会教导我们。
I thank the Lord for the indwelling spirit does teach us.
我就跟弟兄讲。哎，今天我们就聊到这里了哈，下次再聊。
So, I had an our phone conversation that day.
按照恩膏的教训，我们住在主的里面。
So that we need to learn to abide in Christ as His anointing teaches us.
啊，今天在个人生活是不是健康
？And whether our individual living is healthy.
它的显出啊，其实我们四围的人。他们可以看得见的。
Actually, people around us could tell.
那我们自己也会知道的。
And not only we know it.
所以我们要认识一下健康的个人生活，有一些非常简单的哈。我只是举个例子，就说它这些是一个彰显，它是正常的情形，应该是这样的。
There are many, but I will just mention a few today. The manifestation when we have a healthy individual life.
那第一个呢是讲到和睦的生活。
First, we'll be living in peace.
我们读一下以弗所书第二章十三节和第十四节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 verses 13 and 14.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
那这边第一个要看到，因着他的血，叫我们今天能够与神和好。
Says we have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
我们的主他叫做和平的君王。
And our Lord has this name, the Prince of Peace.
他来了，成就了人跟神中间的那个和睦。
He came and brought peace between God and man.
我们开头的时候讲到，当人犯罪了以后。
We mentioned earlier, after man sinned.
人的灵死了。
Our spirit died.
人到神面前的那路断绝了。
Therefore, the way to God was blocked.
所以当神来寻找人的时候，他说：“人啊，你在哪里？”
So when God came to seek man, He said, "Where are you?"
人躲避神的面。
Yet man hid themselves from God.
其实人跟神中间因着罪有了一个这么大的一个分离。
Therefore, there was a dividing wall between God and man because of man's sin.
哦，这位全能的神，圣洁公义的神。
This Almighty God, this righteous and holy God.
罪人是不能来靠近的。
It's not approachable by sinners.
不是神不爱人。
It's not that God doesn't love us.
但是当罪人来靠近的时候，是会被击杀的。
Yet, when a sinner tries to approach God, it will be stricken down.
感谢主在十字架上为我们成就了那一个和平。
But we thank the Lord for He achieved that reconciliation for us on the cross.
今天我们能够坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座的面前。
We can now come to the mercy seat boldly.
今天你的生活是不是健康的？
So whether you live a healthy life,
你有没有来到神的面前？
It depends upon whether you approach to Him.
你跟神中间是不是还有什么样的间隔？
Is there any barrier remains between God and you this day?
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识保险它的那一个功效。
We need to know the function and the power of His blood.
靠着血，今天我们能够来亲近神。
It's by His blood we can approach God.
保罗他讲到说，罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And Paul even regarded himself as the chief sinner among all sinners.
然而我连蒙了怜悯。
Yet even I have been have mercy on me.
我们都蒙了怜悯。
You and I have been having the mercy of God.
我们能够来亲近神。
So we can draw ourselves close to Him.
今天每一次我们看见主耶稣，他的宝血已经为我们说出美言。
And the precious blood of Jesus Christ has said something great for us.
那一方面来讲，真的是靠着他的血，我们坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Yes, through His blood, we can come to God boldly without fear.
另外一方面，你要跟神中间有那个和睦。
On the other hand, you have to have peace.Between you and God.
不只是客观的主已经完成的工作。
Not only what Jesus has done objectively.
但是我们不能活在罪中，然后我说每一次坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
Yeah, we cannot remain living in sin and still come to God boldly.
有一个人他讲的，他说我不管做什么事啊，但是呢我都可以大摇大摆的来到神面前。
One Christian once said that doesn't matter what I have done, I can always come to God confidently.
一面好像也是对的。
On one hand, it seems to be correct.
但是另外一面呢？
But on the other hand,
其实主他另外也告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，
The Lord says, if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的。
Yes, God is righteous and God is faithful.
他赦免我们的罪，他洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us of our sin and He will cleanse our iniquity.
所以一面来讲，主的血已经叫我们的罪得着赦免。
Yes, through the blood of Christ, we can be forgiven.
但是另外一面，在我们生活的里面。
Yeah, on the other hand, in our daily living.
我们认罪是一个何等蒙福的一条路。
It is a blessed way of living if we confess our sin.
每一次，好像我们跟主中间为什么有了一个间隔。
Sometimes you feel there's a barrier or a dividing wall between God and us.
当圣灵光照我们
and the Holy Spirit enlightens within us,
一下子看见那一个间隔，可能是我的骄傲，可能是我说的一句话，一件什么事情。
And show us maybe it was my pride, or maybe a word I said, or a thing I did.
我们在神的面前承认我们自己的光景。
And that has blocked my God's presence, and that is the time we need to confess.
主啊，赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive me.
主啊，赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive me.
弟兄姐妹，就是这样的一个回转。
It's just a turning like that.
你所得着的那个赦免，不只是一个客观的。
You don't just receive a forgiveness in an objective way.
是一个在主观经历的里面，主把所有那个中间的拦阻，那个不和睦，借着我们认罪悔改，他洗净我们的。所以他赦免我们一切的不义。
But through that confessing in a very personal way, the Lord can draw ourselves close and be with us.
有的时候主若感动，你若是得罪了谁
？If the Lord moved in your heart says, "Hey, you offended someone."
我们去向人道歉。
And go and apologize.
与人和睦。
To have peace with man.
所以讲到说我们与神和好，我们也与人是和睦的。
If we have peace with God, then we should have peace with man.
今天一个健康的人，健康的生活，你在哪里，你把和平带到那个地方。
A healthy person who lives healthily, wherever this person goes, he will bring peace and health to others.
在你的家庭里面。
In your own home,
在你工作的地方
at work,
在教会的里面
in the church,
我们祷告主啊，使我们做一个和平之子。
Oh Lord, make me a son of peace.
有一首歌我们很喜欢，好，使我做你和平之子。
I think there's a song that we all like very much. Make me a son of peace.
在怨恨之中使用你的爱。
And let me apply your love in hatred.
在忧伤之中传授。你宽恕
and spread this forgiveness in the time of sorrow.
在怀疑之中显出你信实
and show forth your faithfulness in the time of doubt.
在罪恶黑暗中显出你的光
in the sinful darkness, let me shine your light.
在难过心灵播下 主的喜乐。
And in sorrow, let me sow the seeds of joy.
这是一个健康生活的一个表现。
And that is a description of a healthy life.
我们跟神中间有和睦，我们跟人中间是有和睦。
That there is peace between God and me, and between man and me.
那不单是这样，我们跟我们自己也有和睦。
Also, I will have peace with myself.
我们得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。
Salvation lies on repentance and rest.
主叫我们
strength comes from quietness and trust.
主叫我们安息在他的里面。
The Lord wants us to have peace in Him, rest in Him.
天然生命的里面，常常你遇到了一个环境，我里面有很多我自己的声音。
A lot of times when we encounter a situation, there are many noises in your head. That's from myself.
有很多天然生命的那个翻腾。
And a lot of stirring up from my old self life.
甚至有一些的愤怒。
And sometimes there are angers.
但是当我们愿意回转到神的面前。
Yet whenever I'm willing to return to the Lord.
你真的要得着力量吗？
You really want to be strengthened?
在于那个平静。安稳。
And it lies in quietness and trust.
啊，什么时候你放下你的自己
？Whenever you can let go of yourself.
主他的生命在我们的里面。
Let the life of the Lord that is in us.
主的话是那么的真实。
Speak His words of truth.
他告诉我们，他把他的平安、他的喜乐留给我们。
He has told us that He has given us His peace and His joy.
那我们真的会经历到。这个生命就在我们的里面。
Then we truly experience that, yes, indeed, this life really lives in me.
叫里面有一个平静安稳。
So that I can have this true peace and trust.
只有在这样的情形里面，才有真实的力量能够出来。
Only when we are in this condition, we can have true strength.
外面无论遇到什么环境，多大的压力。
No matter what, how stressful our environment may be outwardly.
但是里面呢是平静安稳的。
Yet then you have this quietness.
啊，这几个都是非常重要哈。跟神中间有和睦，跟人中间有和睦，跟我自己呢也是有和睦。
So it is very important to have peace with God, with others, and with myself.
啊，另外一个健康生活的表现呢？我们讲到他有一个荣美的生活。
Another manifestation of a healthy living is that you show forth a beautiful life.
主在约翰福音告诉我们，你们要多结果子。
And in John, the Lord says very clearly that bear much fruit.
你们多结果子，我父呢就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
For this is to my Father's glory.And that people recognize you are my disciples.
然后在加拉太书我们很熟悉，他讲到圣灵的果子。
And Galatians chapter 5 said clearly the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
常常大家都讲圣灵 有多少种果子啊
？How many?
圣灵九种是吧？啊，我们看一下哈，有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们说圣灵九果子。
We say, oh, nine fruits.
但是他讲到圣灵果子那个原文的字呢是单数的。
Yet, in the original context, the word fruit is singular.
其实他是讲到一个果子有各种不同的表现。
So it means it's one fruit but with different manifestations.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们不能在基督以外，你要有一个忍耐。
You cannot have true patience outside of Christ.
我们学不了这个忍耐。
You can't learn patience.
也没有这个忍耐。
And neither do we have patience.
但是呢，当你让基督的生命活出来。
But when you let the life of Christ lived out.
这一个圣灵的果子，其实是基督生命的长大。
And any fruit actually is the manifestation of the life of Christ within us.
一下子在一个爱的里面，它彰显出来。
Sometimes it manifests love suddenly.
你说这不是我能够爱，这是基督的爱。
You realize it's not love for myself, but love of Christ.
有一个喜乐，你说这不是我的喜乐，是基督的喜乐。
Sometimes it experiences joy, and you realize it's not my joy, but joy of Christ.
这每一样都不是我能够学的，我能够做到的。
It's not something I make effort to learn or do it on my own.
这是一个果子。
There is one fruit of Christ.
圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit.
这个果子是能够显出来的。
And this fruit can be seen.
那另外我们看到在马太福音五章十四节，他说：“你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。”
And Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden."
十六节说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。”
Verse 16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
我们是光的儿女。
We are children of light.
今天这个光必须要照出去。
And this light has to shine.
今年我们在元旦特会的时候讲的一个主题是什么？
Do you remember one of the topics we mentioned earlier this year during the New Year conference?
有没有人还记得？
Anybody?
我们英文组的不在，就不问他们了。那我们其他的弟兄姐妹还记不记得？兴起发光，其实我们读这个经节就是让大家想起来了哈。兴起发光。
We talk about arise and let your light shine.
我们讲到说，今年可能我们不像那个灯塔有这么大的光照到很远啊。
We may not have the great light like a lighthouse.
哎，也许我们的光不过像一个小小的蜡烛。
Maybe just like a little candle.
但是一个最小的蜡烛，只要它点燃了。
Yeah, even the smallest candle once it's lit.
就能把最大的黑暗都驱逐掉。
It can cast away even the greatest darkness.
今天我们是光。
So we are the light.
这个光呢，不能把它隐藏起来。
So don't hide the light.
他说你们的光要照在人的面前。
Let your light shine before men.
照在人的面前，这个光怎么照出去的呢？
How do you shine your light before men?
他说叫别人看见你们的好行为。
It says,They may see your good deeds.
是从我们的行为让别人来看见的。
So through our deeds, people can see the light.
啊，有时候你说活在人的中间，如果你告诉他你是基督徒
，If you tell people that you are a Christian,
啊，其实有蛮大的压力的。
Actually, that's a lot of pressure.
别人一听说你是基督徒，他就有一个更高的期待。
Once people know that we are Christians, they have a higher expectation.
别人不管他信什么。
They don't care about other faith followers.
他说这个说那个做这些事情，好像没有人会因着他所信的来责怪他。
Those people can say or do things that they wish no one would criticize them.
但是常常神的儿女，你有没有发现，你讲一句话严厉了一点
？Did you notice sometimes if your words are more on the strict side?
或者有什么让人家不满意，他说你这基督徒怎么可以这么说话
？Or inappropriate, people will make remark against you. Says.Aren't you a Christian? How can you say something like that?
基督徒怎么可以做这样的事情？
Aren't you a Christian? How can you do something like that?
你就知道说，哇，世界上的人对于基督徒也有一个蛮高的标准。
Then you realize people hold a higher bar for Christians.
就是世界上的人，他们也在看。
Therefore, you know people around us in this world, they are watching.
在这个黑暗的时代。
In this dark age.
其实人里面还是羡慕。有一个光的。
People envy or people desire to see light.
在这个幕后的时代，我们都觉得怎么人会变成这样子。
In these final days, you always feel how come human being have become like this.
但是还是有很多的人，其实他在里面有一个更深的期待。
And at the same time, many people long to see.
神要借着他的儿女。
How God through His children.
在这个时代的里面。
In this dark time,
把光照出去
shine light before people.
他要得着神的儿女
He wants to obtain his children.
活出那一个见证来
To live out the testimony of light.
因为我们都觉得我是何等的软弱，我是何等的不配。
Individually, you might feel that I'm so weak, I'm not worthy, I'm not qualified.
叫我们的生活，说别人来看一看。我想我都就觉得很不自在的。
We probably don't feel comfortable if people pay close attention to how we live.
你敢不敢让别人盯着眼看看你
？Do you dare to let other people look at your life?
对哦，不是看我们的外面哈，是看我们的生活到底是怎么样。
Not your appearance, but how we live.
但是主告诉我们说， 父在暗中查看呢。
And Bible says our Father God look watch in the in secret.
今天没有很多的什么摄影的在那里监察我们。
You don't see a lot of monitors surrounding us.
但是他说父在暗中查看。
Yet our Father watches us in the secret.
感谢主。他不是说要找你什么错来惩罚你。
God Father is not watching us to find faults with us.
圣经是告诉我们，父在暗中查看，他要来报答你。
He watches in secret so that he can reward us.
神何等的欢喜，今天他的儿女愿意把自己交在他的手中。
Our Father God takes great pleasure when we are willing to trust ourselves in His hands.
愿意从我们这些软弱卑微的人身上。
Through us, little people,
让他的光能够照出去。
He wants his light be seen.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer, brothers and sisters.
你并不是要做多大的事情。
We are not here to do something great.
可能就是一件非常小的事。
But many times it's just a small thing.
有一次我跟姊妹，我们就是去买肉。
There's one time I went to market to buy meat with my wife.
在大华九九
Ranch 99 Market.
然后就跟那个人讨论的没有别的，只是这块肉怎么样，那块肉怎么样。
To the butcher, we're just like talking to him and select what we want to buy.
啊，后来他帮我们称了打包。
So he prepared what we ordered and he was packing it.
他突然问我们一句说，哎，你们是不是基督徒？
And suddenly he asked me, "Are you a Christian?"
我说我们是。
I said yes, we are Christians.
你是不是基督徒
？Are you a Christian?
他说我不是。
He said no, I'm not.
但是我会看。
But I can tell.
哇，那天真的吓了一跳。
And we were like greatly surprised by his comment.
他不是基督徒。
He was not a Christian.
但是他会看。
But he can tell.
我想一想说，还好刚刚没有什么，好像很丢脸的事情。
I thank God did not say something inappropriate just now.
他怎么看出来的呢？
But how could he tell?
我们也不知道。
We had no idea.
但是也许就在你一个表情，在你一个问答的里面。
Maybe one response or one facial expression.
也许我们根本就不觉得的时候。
And at the time we didn't even realize.
但是因为我们是神的儿女
，But because we are children of God，
我们是光的儿女
，We are children of light，
就在我们的生活，在我们行事为人
，So in our daily living， in our words and deeds，
弟兄姐妹，光是能够照出去的
，The light should naturally shine。
我们求主恩待我们
，We ask Lord to help us。
不是说我们今天就有什么光在头上哈
，Not that we actually glow。
我们还是软弱的器皿。
We are weak vessels.
但是感谢主，今天宝贝在瓦器里。
But we thank the Lord for there is treasure in the base vessel.
要显出莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
To show forth a power that is from God, not from ourselves.
今年年初的时候，我们唱这首诗歌。
We sang the short hymn at the beginning of the year.
今天已经。九月九号了。
Today is September 9th.
大半年已经过去了。
More than half a year has gone.
弟兄姐妹，主还给我们机会。
But the Lord still gives us chance.
叫我们兴起发光。
Ask us to arise and let our light shine.
让这个光能够照射出去。
So let this light shine.
我们站起来唱这首诗歌。
Let us stand up and sing this hymn.
短诗253首，主你。爱的光辉
253 Shine Jesus shine
愿我们把自己交在主的手里面
Give ourselves to the hands of the Lord
他悦纳我们的心愿
So that his heart will take delight in our offering
我们在唱的时候是我们的一个祷告
So when we sing this hymn Make it our prayer
主啊得着我们
Oh Lord obtain us
得着我们能够兴起发光
Help us to rise and shine for you
主我们的心充满了感谢和赞美
Yes Lord, our hearts are full of thankfulness and praises
我们都是你付了重价买回来的
Yes, for you have paid a great price to redeem us
我们是神的儿女
We are now children of God
我们是新造的人
We are that new creation
我们是世上的光
And we are the light of this world
哦主我们在这里
Therefore, we say we are here.
愿你来充满我们。
Please fill us up.
哦，有宝贝真的在瓦器里。
There is treasure in the base vessel.
要显出莫大的能力。
So that a power can be shown forth.
是出于神，不是出于我们。
It is from the Lord, not from ourselves.
让真光能够照耀。
So let this true light shine.
在我们的生活中。
In our daily living.
在我们的行事为人中。
In our words and deeds.
得着你的儿女，得着我们，成为光的见证。
Obtain us to be the witness of your light.
把荣耀赞美归给我们的主，我们的神。
We give you all the glory and praises.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.